This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Dallas has a new top cop, and for the first time in the history of the city, a woman will lead the police department. Renee Hall will assume chief duties in Dallas in early September. She's currently a deputy chief in Detroit. Hall brings a passion for community policing and a personal connection to justice. You, Renee Hall, usually goes by Renee, but that first initial is part of her family history.
My father's name was Ulysses, and that's where I get my name from. My first name is Ulysses.
Hall's father isn't just her namesake. She traced his career path, too. He spent 5 years with the Detroit Police Department, including time in a special police unit cracking down on prostitution. He was killed in the line of duty in 1971, when his youngest daughter was just 6 months old. His killer was never caught.
I channeled that anger into passion about joining the police department with the community. We want to make sure that we are very aggressive in our homicide investigations and that we're very active in our apprehension, because we do know what it feels like.
That's part of an interview Hall gave to the Detroit ABC affiliate last November. This coming September, she'll take the reins in Dallas. City Manager T.C. Broadnax.
My belief is Renee Hall will be a dynamic chief and do great things in this community, be accepted by the police department, and lead this city over the next several years in the 21st century aspects of how we want to police here in the city.
Broadneck says of all the finalists for the chief's job, Hall had the most presence and a lot of potential.
At the end of the day, it's not about what you do in the first 6 months. It's about what you plan to do and what I expect people to do beyond their honeymoon period and or their learning curve.
And a learning curve seems likely. Department morale is low, officers have been leaving for better pay elsewhere, and the police and fire pension fund has been in turmoil. And then there's what happened last July. Five officers were killed by a shooter during an otherwise peaceful protest downtown. David Brown, the police chief at the time, was widely praised for how he handled that tragedy.
We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness between our police and our citizens.
Dallas activist and president of the Next Generation Action Network, Dominique Alexander, is pleased with the city's choice. He was on the Community and Neighborhood Partners panel that interviewed all of the chief finalists. He says it seems like Hall will bring people together.
Showing the community that they care, showing the police officers that they care, building the morale of the police department up, addressing the issues of recruiting.
As an activist, Alexander also appreciates Hall speaking out about a citizen's right to assemble, something he feels former Chief Brown didn't always support. Here's what Hall had to say in 2015 about working with protesters.
And we will help facilitate peaceful assembly. And we can't show up with riot helmets. We can't show up with dogs on the front line. We have to say we understand, we're here to support, and we want to do this orderly.
And then there's the fact that choosing Hall means Dallas has named its first ever female chief. As a man raised in a house full of women, Dominique Alexander is more than optimistic.
It has never went wrong on this end. I think that she possessed a lot of great qualities. Hey, it's progressive, and it's time. It's time.
The city manager says on paper, it's significant that Dallas has hired a female police chief. The proof will come once she gets here. Courtney Collins, KERA News.